Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
With the scary season approaching, it's time for a special Mystery Money edition of Talking Real Money. What could be scarier than a financial talk show with an unknown topic? Yes, in today's edition of Talking Real Money, we'll unveil the mystery topics of today's show. Yes, Don doesn't know Tom's topic. And Tom doesn't know Don's. Don't know why we're doing it that way, but what the heck?
Just tried something different. When you started the mystery, the Halloween theme thing, I'm going to run out in the hall and see if Vincent Price is still. He was running around cutting some new Halloween music thing. I'm going to see if he'll
Boris,
come in and do my spot.
Boris Karloff.
You were doing.
No,
Boris,
I wasn't doing Boris Karloff.
Okay, but anyway, I don't know why we're doing it. We're just doing it.
It was your idea.
It was my idea because I have a lot of ideas. Some of them are good. Some of them not so good. So
yeah, let's do something different. Let's not tell each other what the topic is.
Okay.
Well,
I have dinner tonight too. So okay.
I have a topic. I have a topic that you would never ever guess we were going to cover.
Okay.
Ever.
That's exciting.
Ever, because get this.
Okay.
What we're going to discuss right now is a topic that we all thought was dead and buried, keeping with the theme. Yet, for some reason, they've taken what used to be, what was considered to be a benign investment that metamorphized into an evil portfolio destroyer and decided to give it another go. Yes, we're talking about collateralized mortgage obligations. They're back.
Okay, they're really back. CMOs?
Yes.
That's so 2008. Really?
No, they are back. Sakes. They are being sold like crazy. This is from a column from thestreet.com. And they say it's another way for investors to get safe, high yields on their portfolio, higher yields than treasuries.
Okay, but go back. Explain first what a collateralized mortgage obligation is.
Collateralized mortgage obligation takes a mortgage bond. And these mortgage bonds are held by Jennie Mae or Fannie Mae. They are bonds, big pools of securities, of mortgage securities. Like they take Tom's mortgage and my mortgage and your mortgage and a lot of other mortgages, and they put them together in a big bunch, and they sell these as mortgage bonds. Now, what happens is Wall Street takes these mortgage bonds and electronically operates on them. It's like it's truly a Frankensteinian operation. They cut them and slice them and dice them into things called tranches. And all of these little tranches are then pushed together into a new squishy form and sold to you as either a low-yielding short-return tranche or a high-yielding longer-return tranche. Now, how does one tranche have a higher yield than another tranche, Tom?
I imagine this has something to do with risk.
Oh, good guess, sir.
By the way, when I'm walking, I try and avoid a tranche. But anyway, this is really back? I mean,
they're really back. And what most investors want are not those boring, safe,
they don't want
low-yielding
tranches. You don't make anything on my mortgage bond.
I mean, literally what they do is they look through the mortgages in the pool, and they say, these guys are more likely to pay it off sooner, and they're less likely to default. These guys, they're more likely to default. So they cut and dice and slice this mortgage bond into these other pieces and sell them to you as collateralized mortgage obligations. And these things nearly took down the stock market, the economy, not once, but twice.
Because they were improperly labeled, right? I mean, they didn't
really
know what they owned.
No, the people who built them didn't even understand them themselves.
And people were making bets on them, right? Weren't there on these things?
Exactly. And then there were derivatives of the collateralized mortgage obligations. And then there were options on the derivatives of the collateralized debt obligations.
You know, I used to say kill all the lawyers first, but when you get into this, you have a different idea who should go first.
Yeah, kill the guys on Wall Street first.
This is outrageous.
Who create this. It's just, and they make it for one reason and one reason only.
It's a profit thing, yeah.
To make themselves profitable.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Not for the good of the client. So they're back. They need to be avoided at all costs.
So who's
if anybody
them?
Tries to sell you them, everybody, all the big brokers are back in the collateralized mortgage business. They're just doing it a little bit quietly. And remember, these things they were basically responsible for 2007, 2008.
Yeah, they were, truly. And they almost brought major institutions, AIG, for example, to their knees because AIG was involved in the insurance on these things.
Right, right. They insured them,
yep.
And then they defaulted and they went, oh, we didn't think they'd default.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh.
And what are they paying now? What, can you find out? Can you see what the...
This article, I don't think it's... I didn't see a rating.
They always
there,
get murky on this stuff, right?
Let's see. CMO rates. Of course, anybody can look this up. They have the internet.
Which most people now
collateralized. I don't know. I have to write all this down.
That's okay. That's all right. I was curious. So avoid them like the plague that they are. There's no free lunch. And that's another way they were sold. Like, well, these are mortgages. People are always going to pay them off until they can't, which we may very well be approaching that again, right, with rising rates, et cetera. And
here's somebody saying that
economy.
You can get a 9% CMO.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? Easy money. Yeah, yeah. Imagine what the risk is on that. 9%? 9%?
I don't know who this is. I just found a link. There's one that's a high-quality one that's 3.
That sounds a little more like it. But if I was going to invest for something for 3, I'd probably go buy a CD, which I can get 3 on now, too.
Yeah, and this is for a 2.97-year weighted average life. Yeah. Now, they're guessing on that. They don't really know how long the life is.
Yep, people pay them off.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you have it. That was my topic. What's yours?
Okay. My topic is going to shock you. You're going to be floored.
Wait a minute. Let me take my cervical collar off.
You should take the collar off. You really should.
It's putting great stress on my jaws and head.
You may want to lay down for a minute.
All right. Go ahead. Knock me over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready? My topic is?
Yeah.
It starts with an R and ends with a T.
Rats. No,
that would be rat.
Robot.
Retirement.
Oh, I'm so shocked.
Yeah.
Really?
This is really hard.
Really?
To
we're
going to
talk about retirement on this show? Yeah. We never talk about retirement.
I know, but there it is. And why are we going to talk about retirement? Because I think everybody has it backwards.
Oh, you should retire when you're young and work when you're old. I love that idea.
Because I'm a lot more energetic.
I was more energetic. Yeah. Can I just go back and do it again?
But you raise the exact right point is most people that we know and most people that talk to us start thinking about retirement at 55 or 60. And when really should you start thinking about it?
Like 14,
yeah,
15.
Okay. Or I was going to say, okay, maybe at 30.
I'm starting early.
Yeah, I mean, most people, because I talked to so many of you, I'm 58 and I'm going to think about, no, you should have started about this when you are 30. What's the number one thing people think about retirement? About what's the topic? What's the thing?
How much money do I need?
How much money?
Yeah.
And really, at the end of the day, really should be more about your lifestyle and the psychology. Because most people are not prepared emotionally nor from a lifestyle standpoint to retire. Most. We know that. The suicide rate's very high for men in their 70s.
Well, maybe it's because they don't have enough money. Maybe could they just needed more money.
I think it's because they don't have enough purpose. Mm. The other part of the one that's wrong again here that I still see time it never fails. Just read a new article about this because those Social Security participants are going to get a 9% raise next year, supposedly something like that. I think they're announcing it soon.
Mm-hmm.
In the article, still points out that about half of America takes Social Security at 62. It's about half, leaving billions and trillions on the proverbial table. It's only.
Well, I appreciate them though. It's leaving more money for me when I get to 70. So that's good.
And it's only like 5% that wait till 70.
It's horrible. Among the 5%.
And then here's the other topic because this came up today with a very nice gentleman who wants to become a client. But what does he want to do? He wants to wait. He's invested, but he wants to wait until the election's over.
Right. Until the market calms down.
Until things calm down.
Things are quiet. Until the war in Ukraine is over.
Inflation is gone and the bear market's over in Ukraine.
Right. That is just... It drives me crazy when I hear that. It's like, I'll know when it's time. No, you won't.
No, you won't. Exactly.
No one ever has.
Number two to that, Don, is that if you're selling securities that are low and you're buying securities that are low, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't. You're not. There isn't some trick here that you're going to wait till they go up and then you're going to sell those and you're going to buy. No, they're all going to be about the same. And here's the other part of this. I know this will surprise you greatly, my friend. Mm. Again, shockingly. Most people. I just read this. About 86% of people do retirement and investing on their own. It should be about the other way around. It should be about 9 out of 10 people that need professional help of some kind to do. And that's
of some
not
kind.
A pitch.
Yeah. And because as you said, of some kind.
Correct.
That may not be hiring someone. That may be maybe like you need to listen to Talking Real Money all the time just to keep you on track. This can be help.
Yeah, and the conversations I've had with people, Tom's Saturday mornings, the conversations our advisors have with people, many of whom do not become clients, but we make sure they're doing the right thing. But most people do not reach out. Most people do not get help. And most people make tragic and horrible mistakes. See the earlier mentioned about portfolio development, design, Social Security,
collateralized mortgage obligations.
I'm calling right now. I'm getting my broker on the line. I'm going to make some real money. Can we say that? Talking real money? So that's why I wanted to talk about retirement, because it just keeps coming up.
The thing I really like that you mentioned is the purpose piece.
Most because people don't give it a second thought.
I am, you all may or may not know, I am a 30-year-old in a 66-year-old's body. I don't know how this happened.
Let's leave it at that.
I feel like one of those crazy Disney movies where people just switched ages.
You can do the Benjamin Button thing, go in reverse.
I don't know. I don't know how I got trapped in this friggin' old man body, but I'm stuck with it. And here's the thing. I'm at full retirement age right now. And I've been sitting around for years going, okay, retirement. What will I do when I retire?
This?
I have nothing that I want to do other than some variation on this theme. This. My lit reading podcast, voice work, which I love doing. Acting. I gotta keep busy.
Yep.
You need to have everybody needs to have some idea what they're going to actually do. Because I can tell you, for most people, traveling is gonna get old and it's expensive.
Yeah. It's hard to go anywhere. And again, as you said, I think after you make a few of those bucket list trips, like I'll just stay home and watch the baseball game.
Are you going to golf all day?
Yeah.
Every day?
Wouldn't be me. All right. You ready for a couple questions?
Are you going to play soccer All day? Every day?
On one leg? Sure.
Yeah. Can't be. Oh, you have questions?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
You want to tell people how they can ask us questions first? And then
well, I think today's questions are coming to us via talkingrealmoney.com.
They are. And by the way, due to you. We are answering every single one of these questions now. Don said last week, hey, everybody deserves an answer because we weren't getting to a lot of these. So I gave a lot of them to advisors so people get answers.
Right. Everybody deserves an answer to these questions.
Yeah, it's very kind. We get a lot of them.
You can send them in at talkingrealmoney.com. You can record them at talkingrealmoney.com. Or you can call us at 855-935-TALK. But these are written into talkingrealmoney.com. And Tom now gets all these, so I don't see them.
Power. The power of that. This one comes from Green River, Wyoming.
Oh, I know Green River, Wyoming.
No, you
well,
don't. Come
I,
on.
I do too.
What?
When I was 16 years old.
Oh, God. This gets back to the 30-year-old. Yeah, okay.
I canoed the Green River from Green River, Wyoming, from Green River down to somewhere
Red
ways
River?
Along.
Yeah. Okay.
I have been on the Green River. Go ahead.
All right. This comes from Sonia in Green River, Wyoming. Hi, Tom and Don. I love your podcast. Thanks for all you do. I have three children. My 20-year-old has refused to open a Roth IRA. She thinks she doesn't need one. A 17-year-old with a Roth IRA and a 13-year-old with an investment account with Vanguard. We are putting money in their accounts. Yay, Sonia, way to go. So far, I have only bought VT exchange-traded funds. What else should I be investing in? Because of their ages, they have a high risk tolerance. Thanks for your help. First of all, beat up that 20-year-old, Tom. Get going.
No
Mom's
kidding. No,
give
Mom,
you the
here's
money.
What,
Come
do
on.
Do this. Calculate. Go to the calculator sites, the financial calculator sites, and calculate, you know, her putting a few hundred dollars a year away.
Wow.
At 9 or 10% per year. And then show her how much.
For 10 years and do nothing after that.
Yeah, and show her. No, but do it for 40 and show her how much money she'd have.
Wow, huge. Okay, but what about the VT question? VT's fine.
VT's fine. I like VT.
And I wouldn't buy any bonds until people are 30 anyway.
Or
maybe older. Yeah, I mean, no reason to hustle into those. That's a great answer, Don.
30 was an entire life. That was like VT's fine. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, it is. VT, by the way, for the uninitiated, that's a exchange-traded fund that holds the globe in it. Does that make sense? Can you hold the globe?
It's got the whole world in its hands.
The whole stock world in its hands. Yeah. It's there. It's very inexpensive, and it holds most of the global
most
stocks.
Most of the stocks
in
the world. Most. There are a few exceptions.
This one comes from Ricky in New Philadelphia. Apparently dissatisfied with the old
Philadelphia.
I guess
sure.
It didn't work. I'm going to take that Philly cheesesteak sandwich to go. You know, I had a guy come in the other day and give me a recipe for that, too, which I'm looking forward to. So, okay. I may do that tomorrow. Ricky says, hi, thanks for all you do. I see Avantis, the fund company, recently launched a new worldwide equity ETF with a value tilt, ticker symbol AVGE, Avantis All Equity Markets ETF. I've been looking for a way to have worldwide stock exposure, get some small cap value all from one fund. This seems simpler. Keeps me from constantly tinkering with my portfolio. The expense ratio a little higher. Not terrible at 0.25. Just want to get your opinion of this fund in an IRA. And when he goes through the fund, the fund, it's a fund of funds.
It's an ETF of funds.
Pardon me.
Or it's an ETF of ETFs.
Yeah, correct. So it holds U.S. equities. It holds U.S. small. Yeah. It holds U.S. small large value. It holds U.S. small value. It holds developed markets, international. It's pretty darn good.
I am really glad I discovered this because I didn't know until now. I hadn't heard of it. I'm so glad we discovered this today because this gives me a tool in which to or through which to take a tax loss on VT.
Oh, there you go.
Which I have been looking for. I really want to take a tax loss on VT, and I can go right into this. Now, a couple of things about this. As mentioned, this has a value tilt. It has more value stocks in it than the total market, or VT does. It is smaller. It is actually substantially smaller companies on average
than
VT.
And remember, this is an important thing to know. If you looked at the composition, the value of stocks, this actually owns it. We say tilt because they're owning more than the actual composition.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? In other words, it's
right. They are earning more than the value. They are not blindly following the index, the market. They are not buying the index, which Vanguard is in fact doing. They're buying the total market index. These guys are buying the market, but they're overbuying.
Yeah, that's good
value stocks, and they're overbuying small companies, and they have exposure to emerging markets. The only thing I don't like about it, just one thing, I don't like its U.S. international.
It's a ratio. 70 U.S. Yeah, it's a little high.
It's high U.S. It's really, really high U.S.
Yep.
I would, if I was to use this in place of VT for some of my money, I would pick up an international fund to beef up my overseas percentage.
You could go VTI maybe or something?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I'm seriously going to go into my Schwab account.
You want to do that live like you did it last time?
By the way, VTI, VTI is the, is not the international. No, VTI is the U.S.
VOO.
VOO.
No, VOO is the
S&P 500.
I thought VTI was...
Vanguard Total... International.
You're right. VTI is the same as VT. This is so confusing. They have so many of these. So,
ETF. Boom. Trying to remember what symbol is. I don't remember the symbol.
Either do I. This is embarrassing. I hope you're going to edit this so we don't look so.
No,
bad.
I'm not. I'm going to leave it just like this.
All right.
We don't
call
edit.
Now.
We tell the truth. International is VXUS.
VXUS. It's an XUS. Makes sense. Okay.
Right. Means cross out the US.
Yeah, how about that? So clever of them.
Okay. Vanguard's
okay. So
this
you could do, if you wanted to, you could own 75% in this and 25% in the VXUS.
Something like that.
Yep. Give you a little more.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe 80-20, something like that.
Okay. Or what? That's close enough. But anyway, this is a very fine fund. I was unaware of it until Ricky wrote us about it.
Yeah. And
they don't tell us everything apparently. So
they probably do, but I just don't pay any attention.
That may be too. That doesn't.
I get
well
so many
us.
Emails from Avantis and Dimensional and Vanguard and all these other financial people that I just don't look unless they actually pick up the phone and say, "Don, hey, guess what? We got a new fund."
Mm.
I'm not going to know until one of you tells us,
or
we have some sort of a meeting. And I hate meetings; I hide from them.
That he does. Last meeting he went to was somewhere in the late 90s, I think.
I can't remember the last meeting. No, I do. It was with Josh.
I know. Good old Josh.
Before he left.
Miss him.
So, yeah. All right. Do you have anything else you would like to add?
No,
yes, of course you do. Of course you do.
No, the only thing I have is...
Don't you want to tell people about the advisors and Tommy's Saturday?
I have openings on Saturdays again. Yeah, I've kind of used them up. So I'm loving my Saturday morning meetings. If you want one, if you want to look at your portfolio, look at your plan, I do those Saturday mornings. Our advisors meet with people anytime. You get your free hour.
Now,
you look at all the stuff.
There's a couple of ways to get there. It's a little confusing right now because, as many of you know, a couple of years ago, we merged with a bigger firm.
Marginally bigger.
Not a lot bigger.
No.
A little bigger. And a very similar firm to ours. We merged, and it's a company called Appella Capital. Well, they're changed the name of the whole operation. All the companies they're working with now and have brought into the fold, and they're changing it from Appella Capital to Appella Wealth. So now we're Appella
Apparently
Wealth.
Apparently, we're making a lot of money for people, I guess, huh?
I don't know. I personally, sorry, Dave, not a big fan of Appella,
That's
okay, because it's hard. My wife goes, "I don't know how to spell Appella. Does it have two P's?"
I think you should start singing when I hear it, but that's a whole other thing.
A-P-E-L, it's not a cappella.
Ah, okay. Well, I shouldn't sing anyways, you know.
So. Anyway, so you'll never remember this, but we're at ApellaWealth.com. However, Vestry.com will permanently forward to us.
And if that's not confusing enough, can't they go to talkingrealmoney.com?
After I fix it.
Okay. So, okay. Just to make sure I'm clear on all this.
If we got a new KVI show this weekend.
That's good. You got a lot to do. Oh. If you want a meeting, you go to vestry.com.
Vestry.com.
We're not supposed to mention this. We're going to get in a lot of trouble for that, but okay.
Why?
Because we're supposed to be doing everything at ApelloWealth.com.
I know, but I'm trying to make it easy for people until we get Talking Real Money ready. Okay, so it's just temporary.
This is on you. So you're going to have to take one of those meetings.
It's all on me.
So
guys, it's on me.
Yeah,
okay, it's on me. ApelloWealth.com.
It's all done.
I'm just saying. Just saying. We're going to go to TalkingRealMoney.com and have a link because I know you know how to spell talking, real, and money.
Apparently, they send us a lot of questions, so they must.
They must figure it out.
Okay. Right. So
I live my life in trouble. What do I care?
That's a good point. Home, away, work, whatever it is. You're on the other side. So
yeah. The one thing my goal is not to make it easy for the powers that be. My goal has always been to make it easy for the people who listen.
Yeah.
I really believe that doing right by our listeners.
The people.
Is more important than making everybody happy back
there.
And
what does that mean? Make me the corporate guy then or something?
Yes, of course it does.
I knew this was coming around full circle.
I mean, that is what you are.
Oh,
think
man.
About it.
I just took
who
off
wears
the tie
a tie every day?
Show. I took the tie off now.
I do. I proudly wear a tie every day.
Yeah, I like it. I'm not buying any more ties. I'm like 65 in January. There's
so
no
you're
way
going into retirement.
Retire. Oh, look at you.
Okay.
I think we should end it on that.
I don't think
it's going to get any worse than this.
Okay. I think it's probably time for me to go down and take my hydrocodone again.
You better take two
Put
more shots.
Put my neck brace back on.
Yeah, you better get on it, man.
And
then
we'll be back. We're out here all the time doing this thing we do. Called Talking Real Money.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only.
Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times.
Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future.
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Apella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures.
Are we done now?